Welcome to Our Daily Portion with WIT Ministries. I'm Matt Russell, and I'm the director of WIT Ministries. And at Walking in Truth Ministries, we want to help people to be able to live a more God-centered, God-focused life and in every aspect of their life. So the purpose for this podcast is for us to really strengthen our biblical discipline of reading the Bible. So I'm going to read a scripture every day where I'm going to share a nugget about that scripture, and then I'm going to say a little prayer at the end, and that will be the entirety of our episodes for this podcast. Please feel free to check us out at walkingintruthministries.org, or you can also check out our other podcast, which is Living the WIT Life with Walking in Truth Ministries. I hope that this podcast blesses you as much as it blesses me, and let's go ahead and get started with our daily portion.
Proverbs 16, contrast the upright and the wicked. The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own sight, but the Lord weighs the motives. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. The Lord has made everything for its own purpose, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Assuredly, he will not be unpunished. By loving kindness and truth, iniquity is atoned for, and by the fear of the Lord, one keeps away from evil. When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great income with injustice. The mind of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. A divine decision is in the lips of the king. His mouth should not err in judgment. A just balance and scales belong to the Lord. All the weights of the bag are his concern. It is an abomination for kings to commit wicked acts, for a throne is established on righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and he who speaks right is loved. The fury of a king is like messengers of death, but a wise man will appease it. In the light of a king's face is life, and his favor is like a cloud with the spring rain. How much better it is to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding is to be chosen above silver. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil, and he who watches his way preserves his life. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before stumbling. It is better to be humble in spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He who gives attention to the word will find good, and blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. The wise in heart will be called understanding, and sweetness of speech increases persuasiveness. Understanding is a fountain of life to one who has it, but the discipline of fools is folly. The heart of the wise instructs his mouth and adds persuasiveness to his lips. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. A worker's appetite works for him, for his hunger urges him on. A worthless man digs up evil, while his words are like scorching fire. A perverse man spreads strife, and a slanderer separates intimate friends. A man of violence entices his neighbor and leads him in a way that is not good. He who winks his eyes does so to devise perverse things. He who compresses his lips brings evil to pass. A gray head is a crown of glory. It is found in the way of righteousness. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who captures a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. You know, in the book of James, it says that we shouldn't be talking about what we're going to do tomorrow as if we are certain that it's going to happen. We shouldn't have so much confidence in our own plans and our own ways that we know without any uncertainty at all that it's going to take place the way that we think it will. But instead, we should say, if the Lord wills it. So same thing here in Proverbs. We think that our way is right. We think that our way is best. We think that our way is clean when we look at it ourselves. But sometimes we're pursuing an end, and we muddy the means just because that's human nature. we think the end becomes so important that we're willing to skew or change or bend in the means to make sure that those ends take place. But if God tells us this is what the end result is going to be, and then we make a plan ourselves rather than seeking his plan, we tend to bring in some things that God never planned. So rather what he's saying is, seek after God's plan. Seek after God's will in the situation. Because what I build up is temporary, but what God builds up is eternal. So even though you are certain that your way, and it doesn't mean that you can't have an opinion, it doesn't mean that you can't have a plan. What it means is, when I make a plan, I want to check it with God and say, God, this is what I'm wanting to do. What do you have to say about it? But the whole time I'm making my plan, I'm seeking for God's direction in that plan. My way, he needs to bless what I've done. His way is already blessed. Father, thank you that your way is so much better than mine. I ask that you can help me just to remember every single day to seek after your will, your plan, your desire for that day. I know that there's obstacles, there's circumstances, there's different things that pop up that change my plan. And I need to be ready for those adjustments, because it could be your plan getting in the way, or really not in the way, but getting more attention than my plan. And I'd rather do yours than mine all day. So Father, thank you that part of your plan is bringing more people to know you. And my plan may be more self-focused. Your plan is definitely kingdom focused. Help me to have the courage to seek after you daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Are you concerned about what the future holds? Are you confident that the retirement plans that you have today will still be secure tomorrow? Let us help you by clearing up the uncertainty. This is Matt Russell, the director of WIT Ministries. Many of us at Walking in Truth Ministries are bivocational, working in our ministry as well as in the financial services industry at WinBig Financial Group. We help people to build a tax-free and risk-free retirement. Give me a call at 817-903-2575 to support our ministry and to secure your family's financial future. Again, call today at 817-903-2575. Thank you and God bless. Thank you for joining us today, and I hope that that blesses you either as an individual or with you and your other loved ones. Maybe this is something that you're utilizing to spend with your family some time around God's Word, and of course, that is great. I love that, and I'd love to hear how the Daily Portion podcast is blessing you. If you would, just go to our website at walkingintruthministries.org. And go on there and just drop us a little note about this podcast or one of our other podcasts, or even just check out the events that we have available. But again, thank you very much, and look forward to seeing you again tomorrow as we dig into our daily portion with WIT Ministries. God bless.